Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by Moja Radio. Rob, we're going back to your home city, brother.
Yes, sir. Back to the D.
Back to the D. Sandra Epps on the phone line got the largest black doll show to open, a black doll museum in the city of Detroit. My sister, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are the both of you doing today?
Blacknificent over here. That's how we rolling.
Great.
And so tell us about this this Dow, Black Dow Museum. That's very creative.
Well, let's go back to where it really started. Originally, the whole idea of all of this stemmed from me almost dying 3 times from lupus. And then I wanted to do something to encourage women and girls to love themselves. So 10 years ago, I established the Detroit Doll Show, and it ends up being one of the largest, the largest black doll show in the nation. And then I wanted to continue this, this wonderful thing of black empowerment in a sense, because it would be just one day out of the year in November, right before Christmas. In November. But when this COVID and all this stuff hit, although it had been on my mind, it had been on my vision board, and when COVID hit, I was like, you know what, we really need to do something to basically encourage the kids in the neighborhood and to change the neighborhood and these vacant lots. So it's like a twofer. I'm going to go use a vacant lot to produce this Dow Museum, which will be the first of its kind as well in the city of Detroit. Well, we will be paying homage to African-Americans who have done great things in the community and society as a whole, but by way of Dow.
Wow. So where are you at on this process? Is it up and going, or is it getting ready to? We got a grand opening coming up. Where are you at on this?
We're working on getting more funding to hopefully break ground this year. We want to break ground this year.
Okay. All right. And what kind of obstacles are you facing?
Ooh, right about now, I would just say because we're in this pandemic season, everything seems a bit slow. That's, you know what I'm saying? Because we things are just slower than usual. It probably would move along a little faster if we were back to quote-unquote normal. So I would just say money. But the more money you have, the easier things will be, as we all know.
Right.
So as I get more funding in, which I'm planning on doing a couple of tea parties and some fundraisings by way of pillow paint parties, because that's what I do already, and then the book that I've written, the funds from part of the proceeds from the book is going towards the building of the Black Dow Museum. So it's just funding, but I still believe we will be we will get things really started this year for sure.
That's good. Rob, why don't you help her out, man? Go ahead and cash her out so she ain't got to go through all that, bro.
If I had it, I would.
All that money you made back in the day with the Young Boys Incorporated, man, you can go ahead and
I had it.
That money don't collect the interest. Rob living off interest right now. You know what I mean?
We didn't put money in banks. We put it in walls.
So Sandra, how many dolls you got? You're a lady, so we walk inside your house, we're going to look like we're going in a haunted house. You got dolls on the ceilings and dolls hanging on the refrigerator and walls and ceiling fans, all that stuff, huh?
Well, kind of, sort of, but I have a friend of mine who is a black doll advocate who I actually go to when I'm doing history about a particular doll. This lady stopped counting at 5,000.
Whoa.
At 5,000.
And they all black? Are you serious?
Yep, and they're all black dolls. Do you hear me, though? But I have some friends, man. You would totally, it's like an underground world. You wouldn't believe that these people have that many dolls
that's
in their home.
Dope.
I do, too.
That's dope.
Not like that.
Wow. So inside this museum, how many dolls do you expect to be inside of this museum?
Well, I'm expecting minimum, because it depends on the sizes and how I'm going to have it constructed, and we're working out the plans in terms of sketching, how we're going to do that. But I think at minimum, probably 300, and maximum, maybe 1,000 or so. You know, because it depending on the size of them once again. But minimum 300, I would say.
There you go. Okay, go ahead. Drop the websites and the connection. How people can help out. How Rob can cash up. Rob, you can cash up right now, right?
I told you walls, not banks.
I'm talking about cash up. I mean, I'm talking about just a couple thousand. Couple thousand do you good, right? That'll help you out, right?
Bro, I ain't got no. Okay. I ain't had no bank account since '88.
Hey, Sandra, you know how the conversation changes when you start talking about money?
Yeah, yes, sir. Totally get it. Totally understand.
Sister, you want to weed that guy out? Start talking about money.
Right. That changes everything. That's what family, friends, cousins, and the that's on the street.
It changes relationship statuses. What's that?
All that.
All right, Sandra, go ahead. Give out that information, though.
Okay, so the website where you can go and purchase a book, that proceeds will go towards the Black Dial Museum. You can go to DetroitDialShow.com. That's easy. All one word, DetroitDialShow.com. Or you can go to GoFundMe and look up Butterfly Garden Black Dial Museum.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to seeing this, Dan. It's going to happen regardless, right? Even you're claiming it, right?
It's when I tell you it's going to happen, hook, crook, whatever. And plus, I've been applying for grants too. I've already received grant last year, but that was for my business because I am an entrepreneur, full time entrepreneur. But however, this next grant that I'm with my fingers, toes, arms, and legs crossed, it's going to happen regardless. It's going to happen. So, yes, look forward to hearing more about this Black Dial Museum in the city of Detroit. We are about to do something fantastic. You just watch.
Can you shout out the books, how people can buy the books? I know that helps.
Once again, they can go to DetroitDialShow.com, and you'll see a girlfriend, It's Time to Soar. It'll be right there. When you open that link up, it'll be sitting right there waiting on you to click it, so you can go ahead and make a purchase. Whatever you want to give at the GoFundMe, $1, $2, it all matters, and we will accept it, and it will definitely go towards the building of the Black Dial Museum.
Rob, how much you want to put up, Rob, when I match you, Rob?
Well, as of right now, I don't have anything. I got to go back to Detroit and dig up some of the walls.
Look, how about this? When it's time to start getting on that land and doing some shoveling and stuff, how about I call you and you just come on down and give us some of your sweat?
How about that, Rob?
Definitely. I definitely do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Quick, fast, and hurry. I'll take all the pictures and videos you need me to
Or take. If you got some, you need security for some beautiful, he needs security for some beautiful women, he'll do that for free. He handle that part.
We'll make sure to have some pretty girls on hand if you just need to look up at some cute women and be working at the street.
And sometimes on Thursdays and Friday, they don't even have to be cute. You know what I
mean? Make it happen on Thursday and Friday, see?
All right, Sandra Epps, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing the museum. You might get a donation from us. You never know. Just be looking out, okay?
Well, thank you for this opportunity. That means a lot. I appreciate you, okay?
We support Black Excellence, sister. We got to support Black Excellence. Black On Radio has to support things like this. And I hope WJLB 92.3 and 107.5 and all of them over there need to have you in the spotlight. That's something great for the city.
I think so.
All right.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Peace
have
and blessings. Peace and blessings. Back to my music, Saturday Night Jams.